You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So yesterday I missed the show because it was donuts for dads. I wanted to ask you this.
Okay.
Are you good
Did you bring
with
any
small
for
talk?
For these dads?
No. Are you good with small talk with people you don't know?
No, absolutely not. I'm pretty much the worst at that.
It's really
weird. So people
weird.
You've never met before?
People I've never met. So Donuts for Dads at St. Elizabeth's yesterday, it was good. My daughter loved it, like having her dad show up at the school and stuff.
What kind of donut did you have?
I actually didn't have a donut. It was kindergartners and first graders.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was probably like 100 dads there. I've met some because I coached the soccer team. So you end up, I sat next to somebody that I know who I could talk to, but right next to me was a guy who I'd never met.
Yeah.
And you just don't know what to say.
Yeah, it's tough. It can be tough.
And so you mind your own business. You know, I mean, why would you talk to him?
I mean, you could intro yourself.
Because it's kind of awkward that you're sitting
right
next to him.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Them. Say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, just say, what's up?
Yeah, it's cold today. Sucks.
What's your kid's name?
On the air.
It's basically what it was.
On the air.
I just realized it's super awkward.
I don't really want to talk to people on the
Yeah.
Yeah, I like talking to people that I already know and I've established.
Now, if somebody comes up and they say they listen to the show or something, then that's it different.
Yeah, but
you're like, cool.
But in a way, like, look.
Just like a rando?
But in a way, look. You started at Marist. You could do all these
very
tailgates.
Awkward at first.
Right. But they all were randos to you at the beginning.
Well, and thank God for them.
And then what you have in common is the school and the sport.
Right.
So
well, thank
I have
God
in common
were,
the
they
school.
They would bring me in and say, hey, they bring in the freshman parents and they just kind of say, hey, and you wear a little thing. And you say, oh, okay, and nice to meet you. But it is awkward. The first few weeks, very awkward.
Yeah, I just realized. I mean, I don't think there are that many events.
But that's why
so
they have booze, too.
Yeah, this was not booze. It was coffee and donuts.
I know I suck at small talk. Will Dawkins, the GM of the Wizards, came into the
you
suite
had nothing.
Last night, and I had a handshake, and that was it.
You
and
had then nothing.
And I ran away to the bathroom
you
for 3 minutes
nothing.
And looked at my phone. I gave him nothing.
Right.
But luckily, other people picked up the slack. There were other people that were better and more willing to engage in small
Jason,
talk.
Jason, you know
but
how
you could have.
You know how we said thank you for representing for us? Maybe we sent the wrong representative.
Hey, last time I checked, I was the only one representing us in the entire
suite. I know, you're right.
Suite.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I was running around.
So you're welcome. You're all welcome.
Oh, okay.
Well, you
thank
could,
you.
But if it was just you and him in the...
Then it would have been
you
fine.
You would have been fine.
But okay. I saw other more willing parties...
So you stepped aside.
That were
You weren't in the mood to talk last night.
He was I know him. He was in get-home mode.
Right.
Because he was...
I was fine. I stayed... Past halftime, I got there at 6:45. I actually got there right about tip because it took forever to park.
Did you go to Caesar's Lounge?
I did not. But there was food and drink in the suite, so I was good.
But you had parking.
I did have parking.
And it still took a long time?
You still have to go down like through the maze because, I mean, it's not the biggest parking
lot.
Did
you have to leave your keys in the car?
I had to leave my keys in my Matchbox car, yes.
Yeah. Who did you small talk with?
Trust me, nobody wants it.
That's fine. Who did I talk with?
The rooster.
I talked with the rooster while right. Grant Paulson's kids were climbing all over him in the suite.
Uh-huh.
Talked to him. I talked to who else? Let's see. I talked to Grant Paulson. I talked to Kevin Sheehan. He was there last night.
Nice.
So we talked a bit. That was about it.
I noticed this the other day, too.
A little bit of talk to Seehoff, and his producer Anthony was there.
My daughter started doing this track practice, mm-hmm. which is an hour and 15 minutes. And I decided that I was going to kind of maximize the time, and I decided to go for a run mm-hmm. in between. So I drop her off, and when you're dropping off, you're waiting for the practice to start. There's a bunch of kids just – this was – not just track practice for like 10 kids. It was for all the grades, mm-hmm. like kindergarten through eighth grade.
Sounds
there's
like
a ton of kids.
Sounds like a cluster F to me.
And, right. But you got to wait till it starts. Right. And so some of the dads are there. The ones I know come say hello. It's fine. Some of them listen to the show. Maybe they'll bring up something from the show. But then when I came back from the run, I ran and there was about 15 minutes left of practice. You go back over there, and then they're just all talking about their jobs and this and that. I got nothing.
Yeah, you don't have to talk about
it. It just
that.
Wasn't interesting to you.
Are you going to talk about their IT consulting jobs? You got nothing to offer.
Nothing.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
you're going to talk about mispronouncing ELO's name
now,
on the show
if
today.
If I find out, I do like to find
what
out.
What did you say, LO?
LO. Yeah.
I do like to find out like what people do. Like, I mean, one of the dads at the tailgate I found out last year, he's a pilot. He probably hates it. I always ask him flying questions.
You bother
okay, but
him all
that's
the time.
A cool job.
I love jobs.
I agree. That's
pilot?
That is a basic that you ask them what they do. So
yeah,
I'm
and
fine.
And then you find out, and you latch on to something. But when they say they do some sort of like IT cyber thing, or it's like, I don't even get it.
Interest. Some guy,
I asked
the guy, and he said something about financial analyst.
Okay.
Except he does something to prepare financially. I had no idea.
Brain glazes over.
Once he started saying financial analyst, I'm out.
All right, hold on. It looks like GP's calling in. It looks like he may be joining on cakes. This is great. Grant, what's up, buddy?
What's going on? How are you?
What's up, Jeeps?
Doing great. How are you?
How was last night?
Well, two things. One, when I was on hold, I was hearing like BetQL, so I'm sure that's good. That's number one. Number two, everything's going swimmingly. Number two, I just wanted to give Cake some love. Star of the show last night for your boy. He gets into the suite, immediately offers to hold the baby for the wife.
I was
holding my 7-month-old for about,
That's nice. I like to hold babies.
Yeah,
I can see that.
A solid 12 to 15 minutes, I would say, Jeeps. Because look, I understand when young parents have babies, love it when other people offer to hold the babies, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes, because it gives you a little bit of a break, a little bit of a respite.
My wife was singing your praises this morning. She got to like have a drink and eat. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But I do want to say that Cakes was not in any way exaggerating about his lack of small talk.
Yeah. Get nothing, right? Get nothing.
When Will Dawkins got in there, I mean, that guy is dressed so well.
He's super nice, super
so
approachable.
Nice. He's the nicest.
Best dude in the world. Like, he was giving my kids hugs before he walked out of there.
I'll never criticize him. It doesn't matter. You can go over 80.
Right.
Doesn't
win
matter.
Win 10 games a year
he's
for 5
years. He's the nicest
guy. As far as I'm concerned, right?
Yeah.
But he gets in there, and he's like, he comes over and says hello. And I said, I didn't know if he had met you guys yet. I'm sure he has.
Mm-hmm.
But I just said, this is Cakes from the Junkies. And he extends his hand. And Cakes shakes his hand and immediately backpedals, like, into the corner of the room. Like, what?
I know. I'm telling you.
You got an intro, and then you didn't even
look, there were five.
Where the bags and the burgers were. You just backpedaled like a dog into the 90-degree
angle of the
corner.
That was an entree into the conversation.
I know. I reverse entreed into the bathroom.
So when Dawkins leaves, literally about, he was in there for, I don't know, a good 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Talking shop, talking basketball, how do you prep for the draft, whatever.
Right.
And just small talk. But at the end of it, he's literally like leaving, and he does one of the things again where it was like a high and bye, where he's like, hey, good to see you again. And Cakes comes back over and shakes his
hand. Yeah, there had to be a start and an end.
Yeah.
So I bookended
right,
his visit.
There was nothing in between.
Nothing in between.
No words.
And but unless I missed an interaction
no,
from
you
the
didn't
moment
miss anything.
Hand, not a word.
Is Cakes... Is
what
Cakes,
was the point of showing up then?
GP, is Cakes the most awkward junkie then?
Ooh, no, I don't see. I don't think he's awkward because, like, with us. I mean, it's just he's like part of the
right.
You know, he's making the rounds. He works the room. He talks to everybody.
Yeah.
But in terms of Will Dawkins last night, yeah, I would say.
Yeah, I just think that
I didn't have anything to say to him.
I mean, I could be wrong here. I just don't think you had any interest in talking shop with Will Dawkins. If that's carbs,
you're right.
And carbs comes into
yeah,
the
what, if it was like, carbs?
Sweet,
like, would
that might be different.
And
probably would have talked more to Carr.
But you don't have any interest
honest.
In talking.
Is it just because you're filing the Wizards this year? You're just out.
I'm out. I'm cool with their plan. But
what am I talking about? His nine or ten wins. You were a Coulibaly guy. Now he's out for the year.
But you can do small talk. Like, where did you move? Where do you live, Will?
I don't care about any of that.
I know.
Four
I don't care either.
Other people ready to jump into the void when I avoid the small talk.
Because they all want to talk to him.
Yes, they
yeah, but you were put in a situation where now you were the center of attention for 2 seconds.
It was very fleeting.
It
wasn't like it was a one-on-one with me and Will Dawkins. He was around the table, handshaking.
But Grant introduced you to him, and then you had nothing.
I had nothing.
You made sure it was fleeting.
I did. Yeah, I scurried away. You're right about that. I definitely scurried away
and
from the conversation.
Way, that's also what people do when they're socially uncomfortable. They go to the low-hanging fruit. Go pick up the baby.
Pick up the baby or go to the bathroom.
Who can't talk to you? Who can't talk to you?
Wrong. I picked up the baby first thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Will Dawkins wasn't there for another hour.
No, no, no. It's still going all conversation. That's the easy thing is you go play with the little, the kid.
It led to conversation between me and Grant's wife. We were talking as I was holding the baby.
I know, but believe me, I've been there. I'm socially awkward too. You go talk to the easiest one to talk to, the baby.
It was fine.
Jake was my MVP, guys. I got to say.
I had a weird interaction with Will. That's all.
I'm going to give you credit, though. I think if it was Mac, if it was Brian McClellan, you'd have been holding court.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maybe a little bit.
He would have had more to say.
He's a little more intimidating, McClellan.
He would have had more to say, no doubt. He just would have.
Look, I already talked to Will Dawkins for an hour when we were down at the Entertainment and Sports Arena.
Hey, GP.
What if that was Stromer in the suite?
Oh, Stromer. We're pulling up a seat and not watching the Wizards game. We're just talking.
Yeah, you got more interest.
Hey,
in
GP, you want to chime in? Our all dreamy Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, Mount Dreammore.
I have lots of thoughts on that. Yeah.
Hey, how about Steve Garvey back in the day?
God, Jason,
baseball guys.
Steve Garvey.
You know what? You've got an all hands in baseball.
He's
Mount
back
Rushmore.
In the news now.
Yeah,
he's
running for
office.
Senate.
Is he really?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Steve Garvey was the man.
We had him in studio.
He was very dreamy.
Yeah. Go ahead, GP.
Right,
what are your thoughts?
So you have to include Corey Kispert.
Yeah,
that's true. Oh, yeah, that kid is good.
Very good.
Even though he ate his booger, allegedly.
That's so alleged.
That was a video that
he's
was out
there.
He's
too handsome to eat anything coming out of his nose.
Go ahead.
Kispert's the 2 seed behind Willie, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
The one I'm sure you guys are sleeping on is Stone Garrett from the Nationals.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Stone oh, yeah, he's Garrett ripped.
Absolute fuck.
Oh, who was the guy that we fell in love with? With the teeth and the
Trevor Rosenthal.
Trevor Rosenthal.
Love
oh my
that
God.
Guy.
That guy was so handsome. Oh my God.
And sneaky Lane Thomas right now from the Nationals is a good looking guy.
That's
my boy. You're fresh off a spring training trip, so you got all those boys.
Yeah, exactly.
You probably were in the clubhouse. You didn't go in the shower, did you?
No, we stayed away from there. But,
didn't your daughters love Trey Turner back in the day, Trey Bay?
Oh, my daughters love Trey Bay. Still do.
Grant, we gotta go.
Good stuff.
All right, boys.
All right,
thank you. My MVP.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Jeeps.
No, MVP, not for small talk.
You know what? We have to put Darcy in there, too. That's a good-looking dude.
Darcy Caparelli, dreamy, like, light blue eyes.
That's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, it looks right into your soul.
I think the bluest eyes, if we're getting really honestly. Now, I don't think he's dreamy.
Cal's
eyes are mesmerizing.
Back in the day, he was kind of dreamy back in the day.
Maybe.
In his prime.
He's dropped.
Why? Why do you say that?
He's just dropped. But
That's you saying that, not me.
His eyes are still a 10. His eyes are a 10 out of 10.
All right,
I don't have any idea what color your guys' eyes are.
Mine are dark, piercing blue.
You don't have bad eyes, actually. Now that
Nobody looks at my eyes. The first time I've ever looked at your eyes, they look under the bags under my eyes. Okay, that's what everybody just jones on.
All right, we got to take a break for the junkies. Coming right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.